What's going on, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to another episode of Locked On Blue Jays. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your co-host, Lucas Suiz. We're back with another episode on the show today. We're continuing our off-season content, our player reviews, as part of our Locked On Blue Jays series. Of course, I want to thank all the listeners for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. Of course, you can follow all my work on Twitter at We Sports. You can find me on Sportsnet, ESPN's The Undefeated, the Toronto Star, as well as play-by-play broadcasting for Saga 960 AM Radio.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Today on the program, we are continuing our player reviews, and we are talking about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and a lot of positive things to talk about him after his 2021 season. And once again, I'm pleased to be joined by MLB analyst Jen Smith. Jen, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to talking about Vlad, especially since we got the news today about the Blue Jays who have been nominated for the Silver Slugger Award.
Yeah, so let's start with that, because that was obviously news and obviously good news for the Toronto Blue Jays. Five players getting nominated for the Silver Slugger Award. And for those of you listening who do not know what the Silver Slugger Award is, annual award given to the best offensive player per position in each in the American League and the National League. Of course, the Blue Jays are in the American League. Five players are Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, Teoscar Hernandez, Marcus Semien, and Lourdes Gurriel Jr. We're always going to talk a lot of this episode about Vlad, but I just wanted to sort of get your big picture thoughts, Jen, because look, awards are interesting. They obviously happen at the end of each season and whatnot, and they're obviously great chatter, and it's great to recognize players that had great seasons. Obviously, for the Blue Jays, so many did. I mean, if you ask the players, it's probably not the biggest deal in the world. It's because, you know, they fell short of the ultimate prize of winning the World Series, which every team aspires to in a team sense. But I think it once again showed that the Blue Jays truly had a great 2021.
Well, absolutely. This is a testament to just how good the Blue Jays were this season in terms of their offense, right? To have five different players nominated as the best offensive player at their position. And you're right. I was going to say the same thing. I think if you were to ask the players, you know, they would much rather have made the postseason than to be nominated for or win any individual award. But it's still, you know, like I said, it still represents the fact that this team is so strong offensively. They had a great 2020. Hopefully that rolls into 2021. I would assume Marcus Semien won't still be with this team, but the others will be, and who knows what pieces they add. And, you know, it does bode well, I think, for the future of this team to see so many guys get nominated this way.
And I also think, too, it just recognizes them for their on-field accomplishments. And to me, you look at the accomplishments as a whole, and it's hard not to argue that they should be nominated for Silver Slugger. I mean, Vlad Jr., we're going to talk about him in just a moment, but look at the offensive numbers he produced. Teoscar Hernandez led the Blue Jays in RBIs. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. had a great second half. He had an amazing September. Marcus Semien broke the record for home runs hit by a second baseman. Bo, I mean, he led the league in hits. He also had a great season as well. So I just think, look, now the expectation is on these guys that this is their level, right? And it just goes to show you that I think if you're a Blue Jays fan, again, you might still be upset that they're not in the playoffs and all that stuff, but the future is so bright that you have a core of guys that are doing so well offensively. And this isn't just the last kick at the can, or this isn't a team that's nowhere near contending. The future is now. The present is now that they're competitive And it's very exciting that as they're competing for championships, they have this core to take along the way.
Well, absolutely. And Vlad stated at the end of the season that he wasn't satisfied with anything he had done personally because they didn't make the playoffs, right? He insisted that that is his first goal and that he wants to keep working harder to get better. And I would imagine that it's the same for the other players, right? To have come like that close to getting into the postseason and falling just short. I would imagine, clearly the talent is there, you know, the numbers support that, these award nominations support that. And, you know, hopefully they can put together similar seasons next year. So as far as a prediction, I would say Vlad Guerrero Jr. has got to be a lock for this, since he's going to probably finish second in MVP voting. Do you think any of the other four have a chance of winning the award?
I would say for me, I don't think Lourdes will. I think it's great that he got nominated, but I just think there's better offensive players that are nominated than he is at that position. Probably not Bo, in my opinion, looking at the numbers. There's probably better shortstops in terms of offensive production out there in the AL. So that leaves Teoscar and Marcus Semien. I think those two guys, I would argue, have a good shot. Teoscar, I believe, won a Silver Slugger in 2020. Now, again, shortened season, but still, it's great that he's nominated once again. So I would say Vlad, and then give me one of those two, because I just think that, look, we know how this award committee works. We're not going to go into that, but there was a year where Kevin Pillar should have won a gold glove with all the great catches he made, and he didn't. So, I think my guess is two players of this five will win Silver Slugger.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's probably true. And if I had to guess, I would guess it would be Semien, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not to say that Teoscar maybe doesn't deserve it. You know, he finished third in RBI, but he had a higher F war than either Perez or Abreu, who finished above him. So, it's who knows, right? I have no idea. But yeah, I think Vlad Guerrero obviously is a lock. And then if I had to guess, I would say Semien would also win.
Yeah, look, Semien was the best second baseman in baseball this year.
Absolutely.
So to me, I think it would be quote unquote robbery if he didn't win the Silver Slugger.
Set the record for the most home runs by a second baseman in major leagues, right? You gotta get the votes, I would think.
No doubt. But regardless, I just wanted to lead off with that very exciting news. And look, we're going to get more award news, Jen. Probably Robbie Ray, Cy Young, who knows about Gold Glove in terms of Blue Jays nominated for that. You mentioned earlier Vlad Guerrero Jr. getting second in MVP voting. So from an awards perspective, an exciting time for Blue Jays. And I just think this is going to be the trend for this team. I just think this is what the kind of team the Blue Jays are. And look, it's exciting. Now, use those awards and maybe add a commissioner's trophy at the end of it. That would be the ideal scenario.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Well, anyway, we are going to get to our player review. Vlad Guerrero Jr., of course, we just anointed basically the Silver Slugger. It's probably looking like he's going to win the Silver Slugger, given his numbers. We're going to talk about his 2021 season coming up. But first, let's check in with our friends at Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts to sort of stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? Is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. Well, there has to be a better way, and that better way is Rock Auto. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30, 50, or even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. The prices are reliably low for every customer, and they have everything you can need, from brake parts and tail lamps to motor oil and even new carpet. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, we're back on this latest episode of Locked On Blue Jays. Lucas Weiss alongside MLB analyst Jen Smith. I want to once again thank all the listeners for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. Jen, it is that time. Player review, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Wow, what a season he had. We, you know, for some of these players that we've talked about, we've had good, bad, some of, you know, being disappointing. But with Vlad, I think after this episode, it's going to how they feel like the way I started, just positive and optimism. And that's how I feel about Vlad Guerrero Jr. when talking about his 2021 season.
His first full major league season, and it was a hell of a season. I mean, by all accounts, probably we can all agree, including Vlad, that 2020 was a disappointing season, right? Hadn't quite lived up to the hype, hadn't lived up to the expectations. And he came into 2021 in shape and just ready to go. And, you know, basically went from having, you know, by all accounts, a disappointing season to putting together one of the best seasons in Blue Jays history. Just absolutely incredible, the turnaround that we saw from him. And, you know, what's really exciting is that we've been hearing about him since he was 16 years old. And there's been this level of expectation and this level of hype from, you know, from him being a teenager. And we got to see that. Like, we actually got to see what this guy is capable of. And he's only 22 years old. He's still developing. He's still, you know, he has not hit his prime. And it's there's so much to be excited about.
No doubt. No doubt. I can feel the excitement, Jen, through the computer screen. And I'm sure those listening through the years, because it's true. I mean, if you're a Blue Jays fan, how can you not be ecstatic, euphoric about the potential of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. going forward, but also this past season? And I think you make a good point, Jen, because we have heard of this guy for so long. And the comparisons to his father, Vladimir Guerrero, Sr., and the expectations were just over the top. I mean, they were like pretty amazing. I mean, like no other prospect that I've ever seen when he first came into the big leagues. And I remember being at the ballpark at Rogers Center that night against the Oakland Athletics when he made his debut, and just, there was even optimism then for a lost season. That was one of the bright moments for the Toronto Blue Jays because we thought about what it could be, but it was slow. I mean, it was a slow couple years. But anyone I think who follows baseball understands, I think a lot of the rhetoric around Vladdy was a little bit out there just because of the fact, you know, they don't maybe understand baseball development, and baseball development takes a long time. It takes a long time for a player to develop. But finally, I think this past offseason going into this year, he did a lot of work and it really started to come together for him. And we saw a glimpse finally of the player that he was destined to be and what he is becoming right before our very eyes.
Well, we all know he had the pedigree, and being raised in a baseball family probably had at least some level of preparedness for what was awaiting him, right? But I mean, he came into the league, you know, almost with like this star power before he had even done anything, before he had ever taken his first major league at bat. And, you know, what I really admire and is the fact that after 2020, because he wasn't happy with his performance, you know, he made a commitment to work on his fitness during the off season. You know, we all know that he had made an apology to his teammates, which showed, you know, tremendous level of maturity and responsibility on his part. And then he went and he did it, right? He actually went, took the off season, got into physical shape and just performed on the field, you know, and to see somebody, you know, that young and inexperienced be able to, you know, not only take responsibility to, but to actually, you know, back up his words. And it's just amazing, you know, what he did.
Absolutely. And I think what you have to remember about Vlad too, and let me just break down some of the accomplishments that he did in the 2021 season. His 48 homers surpassed George Bell for the second most in a season in Jays history. He only trails Jose Bautista, 54 in 2010. He had a plus 10 in each of the Jays' three home ballparks. I mean, like, think about that. I mean, that's, again, something you need to keep in mind is that he played in three ballparks still doing this. The season home run total was historic. I mean, and this is by the most by a player age 22 or younger. That was the most home runs ever by someone that young. And, you know, Guerrero teamed with Marcus Semien, who we talked about earlier off the top. I mean, they just became the sixth pair in MLB history to hit 45 or more in a season. And they joined the likes of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. Like, these are legends of the game, Jen. Yep. Legends. So, and we'll get into more of the stats in just a bit, but like, that just goes to show you the type of generational offense, the natural power that he possesses. And it's just truly remarkable to watch. And it certainly was there, certainly for the first half of the season, I thought, where there was a real shot at him, you know, definitely entering that MVP conversation until Shohei Ohtani seemed to, you know, get away from him a bit. But it truly was just remarkable to watch what he could do at the plate with that offense in a league right now where home runs are just so valuable. The Jays have someone who can just naturally hit just bombs out of the park.
Well, yeah, you felt every time that he came up to the plate that he had a chance to do something special, right? That you might witness some, you know, towering home run or just something exciting, right? There's that genuine feeling. And, you know, like you said, we'll get more into the stats, but I just think Jays fans, you know, and we've said this on previous podcasts, it feels like we're just repeating ourselves, but truly, you know, there is a lot to be excited about. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is right at the center of it all. You know, he is sort of that cornerstone of that offense. And, you know, around him, all of these other pieces that sort of fit into the lineup. And it's just, you know, again, just so exciting.
Well, if you look at some of the stats, I mean,
yes,
talked about the 48 homers, 111 RBIs, the slash line, I mean, hitting, you know, 311, you know, an OPS total of 1.002. And I thought, Jen, he did a better job this year on the whole of being more disciplined at the plate. And I think that's something that he's been working on a lot, right? Is not being afraid to take that walk, because that, of course, gets you on base and that just leads to, you know, a better chance of scoring runs. And I think that Vlad did a better job of that this year. And I also think one of the big things, and we'll talk about this more upcoming, but the defense was improved. I still think there's more to grow there, but my goodness, there. I mean, with the talk going into the regular season of where he was going to be, he found a home at first base and held his own at that spot and did himself proud for the season.
Let me give a few more stats to you before we go on. He was second in F4 with 6.7 behind Trey Turner, fourth in B-WAR among position players. He was second in weighted runs created plus, just behind Bryce Harper. First in runs created per Baseball Reference, first in runs scored. He was tied for fourth in batting average, third in OBP, and third in slugging. And this is in all of Major League Baseball. This is not just simply in the American League. We're talking that he was one of the best offensive players, quite literally, in all of baseball. According to Baseball Savant, he is in the 99th percentile for average exit velocity and maximum exit velocity. And I mean, you know, he hit some
towers. That's pretty good. Odds,
right? 99th percentile. Also 99th percentile in expected weighted on-base average, expected batting average, 98th percentile in expected slugging, 90th in percentile in barrel percentage. Like, oh my goodness. And then to your point about plate discipline, he is in the 82nd percentile for his strikeout rate, which was 15.8%. That was good for 28th in the league. And he's on the 87th percentile for his walk percentage. I don't know that I would have guessed that, to be honest.
No. Because look, I mean, you know, with that, with his powerful bat, you know, the way he's at the plate, his swinging ability, you know, there's certainly an affinity to swing for the fences just because he has that natural power. But for him to do that, that is so impressive. And for someone so young, we go back to him being so young too, to have that discipline and that control to focus on that part of his game. So impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. He was swinging slightly less this past season. What was really interesting was that his first pitch swing percentage was up 6.4% over last season to 43%. And when he swings at the first pitch, he is slashing 452, 452, 887, with a BABIP of 367 on the first pitch. So I thought that was really interesting, because clearly with the walks where they're at, he is showing plate discipline, but he's aggressive on the first pitch and it's working for him.
Yeah. So just keep doing that and you're going to have these seasons. If only we're that simple, but
right.
I think that is so positive for him going forward as he continues to develop as a big league player. We're going to hold our thoughts for just a brief moment because we have more to talk about when it comes to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Of course, I'm joined alongside MLB analyst Jen Smith. This is the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. We'll be back in just a moment, but first let's check in with our friends at betonline.ag. We are back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline, it's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. All right, welcome back to the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. Lucas Weiss, MLB analyst Jen Smith. I again want to thank all the listeners who make Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. So, Jen, I mean, we've talked a lot about Vlad Guerrero at the plate. I briefly brought up the defense and how the defense, look, that's just an area where I think he probably needs to improve going forward. I mean, I still think it is still a development process for him there. But given what he did beforehand, you know, and just the confusion it felt like for the dugout and Charlie Montoyo and his staff to figure out where to place Vlad defensively, it's clear that he seemed to find a place at first base and did pretty well in the 2021 season.
Yeah, and I know he really saw himself as a third baseman, right? So that was his position, and it's a premier position. And, you know, it couldn't have been easy for him to make that transition, but he did. And, you know, did so quite well. I did not expect to see Vlad Guerrero Jr. do the splits over at first base, but we saw him do it many times this season. I mean, he played a really decent first base, and, you know, I think he can, you know, only get better. I did not expect it to, for him to look as comfortable at first base as he did, to be completely honest. So that I did find that quite impressive. And it's, you know, maybe that comfort level there as well, you know, also just helped him at the plate. Maybe his success at the plate helped him be more comfortable in the field. I think that all of these things kind of coincide.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I think it is going to get better for him. And you know, and look, I think, look, if he continues the offense, that to me is why Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is the way he is. But I think if you continue to improve that defense, and we've talked about this before, Jen, run prevention is such a key concept with this Blue Jays team and what Charlie Montoyo wants to promote, and certainly the front office as well in terms of the moves they make. So improving your defense is so critical. And we see this time and time again in the postseason where making those routine defensive plays put your team in better positions to have success. And when you don't make those defensive plays and they seem routine, it just shows you that, you know, that causes your team to falter in those big moments. So I think for Vlad to have that success at first base, he's just going to gain even more confidence going forward.
Yeah, you're making a difficult catch over there at first, you know, and showed real potential at that position. And look, you know, we already know that he's naturally gifted in terms of the offense, right? Like there's not a lot there that he needs to work on or improve upon. So he can focus on improving his defense, which, you know, will be critical for this team moving forward, because every run prevented, you know, is you know, clearly in certain games it's going to make the difference, right?
No doubt. So to move forward then, Jen, and thinking about Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s future on this team, and look, he's going to be a Blue Jay for a while, and I think that it just isn't a matter of, you know, if, it's just going to be a matter of how long. And how much money that the Blue Jays are going to be prepared to pay him. Because let's be honest, when that day comes, when the Blue Jays are going to have to offer Vladimir Guerrero Jr. a contract, the landscape is going to look a whole lot different, especially, who knows, with how the CBA situation unfolds. Hopefully, you know, good for the players and better conditions for them to maximize their value in the market. But for Vlad, I really do think if he continues on this trajectory, he could be one of the highest paid players in baseball. And I don't think that's a Absolutely. Far stretch or hot take to make, because that's just how, you know, he's a young guy. If you look at some of the comparables, I think he has the brightest future of them all, is given not only him as a player, but the players surrounding Vlad. It's going to make this team a championship contender for many years to come.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would imagine the Blue Jays would want to see another full season from him.
Sure.
And see if he can put up similar numbers and, you know, look to extend him. But if you're Vlad and, you know, you're capable of these numbers or close to year after year, do you want to sign an extension or do you want to see what awaits you in free agency? Because like you just said, right, he has the potential to be one of the highest paid players in baseball.
It's going to be an interesting question because I think, look, the Blue Jays, you know, this is going to be, I think, the conflict for this team for, you know, when those years come up, because there's a lot of good players on this team, but you can't afford them all, right? No. But I do think that Vlad, to me, is the number one priority, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Now, what if Bo Bichette becomes? Because a lot of people, I hear a lot of people say, even Charlie Montoyo said, and some other people around it, you know, this guy could win a batting title. Now, you know, maybe that might be a little bit too much, but you never know, right? Like he has that potential. He's also a very good player. There's Teoscar. I mean, there's all these other pieces that are here, but if you want to build your team around someone so young right now, I would pick Vlad. Like if I'm a GM and I had all these young players available to me, you compare Vlad to Tatis or Acuna Jr. or some of these other young pieces. I mean, Vlad's the one I would pick just because of the offense and what he can bring at the plate. And I think we've also neglected to talk about this. Is just like the competitiveness of him to me as well. He's a fun guy. He likes to have fun in the dugout. But I really saw that in the month of September, Jen. He really wanted it. And I think that's so important to see from a young player really want to have that moment. And look, he did struggle, yes, at times. But, man, is he competitive. And I can't wait for him to see what he can do in October when the lights are the brightest.
Absolutely. I mean, he did struggle, as you said. He struggled in August when his OPS dropped below 800. This is a guy who finished with an OPS of 1.002, right?
Right.
So to have a month with an OPS below 800, you know, signifies a definite slump. And there were, you know, is he fatigued? You know, what is this? But, you know, he came out of it. And those games down the stretch, you know, he said had some really big moments, hit some really big home runs. And, you know, that competitive nature, I mean, he really wanted to make that postseason. You know, he was hell-bent on it. And they didn't. And I think that's just going to drive him, you know, even further. If the disappointment, if his personal disappointment of 2020 led him to, you know, work hard and do what he did in 2021, then imagine having gotten that close, what that will do for his mindset going into next season.
And I'll just say this as we close up. When I read on social media, and as you know, Jen, I follow all the different Toronto sports teams and the different athletes on either of them. But I think, especially when Kyle Lowry left Toronto,
yeah,
I think Vlad's the biggest athlete in Toronto right now. And I know Leaf fans might be listening to this. They're like, oh, you know, how dare you, you know, diss Austin Matthews and all that. And that's no disrespect to him. But I just think, like, man, Vlad is just so, so great, so special, has that potential. And I'm just bullish on his future. And I just think it's going to get better. And I think hopefully when the time comes, Blue Jays and him come to an agreement so he can stay here. And finally, we have someone that stays here, right? Not someone who goes and, you know, leaves to another market, because that would just show like, damn, like we developed this guy. He's a homegrown guy. I would pay him whatever for him to stay, because if the trajectory continues as we think it will be, the future is bright.
It would be incredible if the Blue Jays could, you know, take this player that they signed as a teenager and somehow find a way to retain him through his prime. Absolutely.
Jen, where can people find you on Twitter if they want to, you know, hear more about, you know, why Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is so great?
They can find me at baseball_Jen, and that is Jen with two N's.
Yes, that is MLB analyst Jen Smith. All right, everyone, thank you so much for making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. Of course, we're going to be continuing the player reviews, but on Friday's episode, we are going to have our mailbag episode. Yes, we've opened up the mailbag. We want to thank those who have asked questions to us. We will get to those questions on Friday's episode of Locked On Blue Jays. Again, if you haven't asked, please feel free to do so. You can DM Jen or I, reply to our tweets, email us, all that fun stuff. If you want to ask a question on that mailbag episode, you still have time. So make sure to send in your questions. Now make your second listen, Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Aram Layton is a prospect encyclopedia, and he's going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. That podcast is free and available on all platforms. Locked On Blue Jays is also free and available on all platforms. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find Locked On Blue Jays. All right, everyone, thank you so much for listening for this episode of Locked On Blue Jays. I'm your co-host, Lucas Weiss. We'll see you again soon.